This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is Oaks Day, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's May 2nd, episode 905, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Beautiful day in Louisville for the 63rd running of the Kentucky Derby in 1937. 103 colts nominated for this one, 20 go postward, headed by number one War Admiral, a good one with Charlie Kurtzinger. He's the 8-5 favorite, and he's a little bit fractious at the gate. Settle down there, War Admiral, we're ready. 20 of them coming out of there, and Heel Fly breaks on top, but the Admiral's out of early trouble. Charlie Kurtzinger sends him up as they come through the stretch for the first time. Now they move around the turn. The leader, War Admiral, 2.5 for 3. Who can catch him? Pompoon says, I can. He drives up on the outside into second place in the final quarter. Here they come into the stretch. It's War Admiral. The crowd is screaming. Pompoon is on second. 3/16 of a mile to go. It's War Admiral, 2 lengths. Pompoon's under left-handed whipping, doing his best. But he's not catching the Admiral yet. They're in the final 16th, and on top it's War Admiral with Pompoon on the outside. But they're waving the stick. Charlie Kurtzinger is waving the stick at the Admiral. He's drawing away. He's an easy winner, and here comes the finish. War Admiral, much the best, with Pompoon second.
The camera highlights in the world of sports. And they're away. Pounding down the straightaway past the stand, the crafty maneuvering of jockeys raiding high-strung thoroughbreds in the run to the turn. Dispose leading the pack, out in front by a length and a half. Porter's Cap, Blue Pair, Odd Booth, and Robert Morris closely bunched behind the flying leader. Whirl Away, betting favorite, eased smartly by jockey Eddie R. Carroll in the tight going at the turn. For jockey R. Carroll now, they're alone with a critical moment when Whirl Away, number 4, heads for the stretch turn, his dangerous habit of going wide. But R. Carroll knows his mount, and with canny skill and a master's touch, guides the chestnut cone-awaited realization of a cherished hope when Whirl Away is acclaimed $61,000 winner in America's Greatest Run for the Roses.
Citation, the hard-charging thoroughbred ridden by Eddie R. Carroll, came from 8 lengths back to overtake Coal Town and win the 1948 Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs.
But this air throws his head a bit. Under off. The leaders as they come for the head of the stretch. That's the head of the stretch, and Sam is the leader. He leads it by a length. Secretariat is in the center of the racetrack and driving. Jackie Green now drops back. Coming on a bit is Forgo, our native on the outside. Now and then the stretch, it's Secretariat. Secretariat on the outside to take the lead. Sam holding in second. It's Secretariat moving away. He has it by 2.5. Sam, then on the outside, our native. At the wire, it's going to be Secretariat. He wins it by 2 lengths.
Oh, my God. You can't play that and expect me to talk. Oh, I got a little teary while listening to that, especially the last one, the Sham and Secretariat. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us. It is, yes, Glenn said Oaks Day, but to me, right now, I am wearing my big hat. I got myself a mint julep, and I'm ready for the Derby tomorrow. I'm so excited. This is like Well, it's just like Chad says. He's like, it's your Super Bowl 2 weekends in a row. He's like, you've got the Rolex, and then you got Kentucky Derby. And he's going to be out of town for the Derby thing, so he's more than happy to just let me have the whole. By the way, I am going to not be around tomorrow to watch the Derby. I'm recording it, so maintain radio silence. Nobody better text me the winner. I don't want to hear about any of it. I'm going to watch it Sunday. I'm going to sit down on the TV and watch like 9 hours of coverage that I'm recording. So I'm starting from the beginning. So, Glenn, don't text me.
All right, and Jennifer's already warned me. She said at noon tomorrow, I will be in front of the TV set, and you will not disturb me for anything until 7 o'clock in the evening. So I've been warned and told.
They start the coverage, on NBC, but even before that, they've got the pre-race card that's going to be running all day. And for those who don't know, my boyfriend, Wise Dan, is slated to be in the pre-racist on the race card. So don't tell me about that one either. I'm going to be watching, even though you don't have to because he's going to win. But we say good morning to a very dear friend of ours and the guy who legitimizes all of this Kentucky Derby coverage, and that is Frankie Lovato. Frankie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Well, aside from being just unbelievably excited about this weekend, we're doing great. Thank you so much for coming on with us and putting up with us.
Well, thanks for having me, and this is always a blast. It's like Glenn said, it's starting to become a tradition to be on horses in the morning and during the Derby, the festive time of year, Derby time. So glad to be here.
What do you do for the Derby? Being a former jockey and Eclipse Award winner, do you have like a special chair? Do you sit on an equisizer during the race? What do you do? I would.
Well,
That's awesome.
It's funny you say that, but for many years that I raced professionally, I was actually stuck in the jockey's room where you don't always – you're working and you're missing a lot of the coverage, and, of course, you try to record it. As you mentioned, if you are going to miss it, now we have DVR boxes, which makes things a lot easier than trying to set a VCR. But years ago, I tried to make it – it's a sacred day. Sandy says it's a sacred day in our household, which means we don't – family stay away, friends stay away, just leave me alone. if I'm home, I want to watch the coverage. I do like the barbecue and drink beer, so it's part of the festivities. Otherwise,
definitely former.
I just
jockey.
Want to be left That'll... alone. I want to see. I love the coverage. NBC does a wonderful job, and you see the stories and the backstretch and the trainers and jockeys and workers and stuff. So I really enjoy all that stuff.
Yeah, I suck it all up too, for sure. I don't even fast forward through like the video montages. I want to sit through all of it. So we gotta begin our coverage, I think, with just play a little game of getting to know the favorite. And Glenn pointed this horse out a long time ago, as did I. He was actually on an episode of Horse Players, which is like my favorite new show. They actually were at a race that he won a long time ago. And so we've been familiar with him for a long time. But California Chrome, you guys, it's not only a good story. It's the story that you have to root for. Am I wrong?
I agree totally. I was watching HRTV, which is horse racing television, where they cover majority of horse racing and other equine-related programming. But they did it. They had footage of California Chrome as a baby when he was foaled and also as a yearling and in a pen, just being a baby horse growing up. And then to see him develop into this, then the whole story behind the owners that – there's so many owners that invest millions and millions of dollars and thousands of horses that are bred, and so much goes into it. And this is like their first foal. So it's a cool story. It's one of those Cinderella stories.
Yeah, and so just to kind of give you guys a story if you don't know, California Chrome in post position number 5. Yes, he is, he's just faster than everybody. He's won all of his last races running away from the field. His like his last 3 or 4 races, he's cumulatively 24 and a half lengths ahead of all of them. And so his owners decided to buy this mare that was an $8,000 just kind of know-nothing mare. And so they spent $8,000 and they decide to breed her to, well, they started looking around and they decided to breed him to a horse named Lucky Pulpit. Lucky Pulpit, who is a $2,500 horse that stands in California, probably obviously a son of Pulpit. So their first choice wasn't available. They chose Lucky Pulpit. They had the baby. The baby almost killed the mare. California Chrome, like, ripped her uterus, like, almost died. The mare lived to tell the tale. It's an amazing birth and story. They get him. They are determined. The Shermans are determined that this is their Derby horse. They tell their trainer, Art Sherman, this is the Derby horse. This is it. Now, Art Sherman was an exercise rider on Swaps back in 1955. So that's his trainer has ever seen to the Kentucky Derby, was being an exercise rider. California Chrome only won two of his first six races. They said, oh, he needs to mature. He'll be fine. Then all of a sudden, boom, it kicks in. And he starts winning and winning and winning. And not just winning, like, by a little. He wins by some pretty hefty margins. So one group decides to buy the horse, California Chrome. They offer $6 million to buy him outright. $6 million. And his owners are like, nah, we don't want to sell him. Somebody offered $2.1 million for his mother, the dam. Remember, they paid $8,000 for this horse. They're like, no, we'll keep him. Somebody offered him $1 million just for 25%. They're like, no. And you know what they said? They told Sports Illustrated, what kind of price tag can you put on a dream? That you can't. Oh, my God, I love them. It's so great. They're such great people, and they've just – the whole story is awesome, and the whole thing is great. The horse – California Chrome has never run out of California. That's the only question. Not that states or that he knows he's in a different state, but, you know, that's like the one thing you can look at with this horse, California Chrome. And it's just – he's not only is he faster than all of them – He's just one you want to root for.
He's got one thing going against him, though, Frankie, and that is in the last 32 years, the betting favorite has won only four times in the last 32 years. You know, that is something that with this particular race, I don't know why it is, but maybe because the field's so big, but with this particular race, you see that so often that the favorites don't even come in the top three.
Well, you know, those statistics, I mean, you can't argue with them, but, you know, it's just like you mentioned, it's such a big field of horses, and so many things can go wrong. And the trip is so important. And a horse that generally doesn't get themselves in trouble is a horse that kind of has a tendency to show speed and a lot of pace. So front runners, and they don't always do well in the Derby, just because the distance and there's always someone breathing down their neck. So the circumstances, you can understand why Derby favorites could get beaten. But, I mean, this horse, you watch his last couple of races, I mean, it just was mind-blowing. In fact, the race that he won before the San Diego Derby, and I'm forgiven because I don't remember the name of the race, but it's one of the preps, the major preps going into the San Diego Derby, and he was pressured, he was pushed, fractions were incredibly fast, he was challenged, collared, everything that is kind of like what you're going to have to deal with in the Kentucky Derby. And he doesn't have to be in front, California Chrome. He just kind of inherited the scenario set up for this race, and still drew away from the entire field, not just, you know, there wasn't anybody. It was like two separate races.
It's the San Felipe Stakes.
There you go. That's the race. And then he came back in the San Diego Derby and, you know, just kind of showed up again. And it just, you know, so you got to like him, regardless of what statistics say.
I agree. Well, Frankie, I know we're all super excited about California Chrome, as is the betting public, when currently his odds are 5-2, and they're probably going to get a little thinner. But let's start with the first horse, Vickers in Trouble. He's going off in the one post. Currently, the bookmakers have him at 30-1.
Ridden by my girlfriend.
Yeah, the girlfriend that you never had. You know, and what I like about Vickers in Trouble is the owners for him are Ken and Sarah Ramsey. And Ken and Sarah Ramsey have been kissed by the racing gods of karma. These guys can't do wrong. They bought a cheap horse for next to nothing, raced him. His name, by the way, is Kitten's Joy, and he's like one of the leading sires, and his stud fee is now $100,000. And, oh, by the way, all of his progeny are like winning stakes races. So
yeah.
Kitten's Joy is their horse. Now, not related to Vickers in Trouble because they bought him cheaply in an auction for $80,000, and it's shocking that's cheap. But Vickers in Trouble going off at 31, and again, Rosie Napravnik is the jockey.
Woo-hoo! Go, Rosie. First female to win the Kentucky Derby this year.
We shall see.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Jamie. The Ramseys, though, they've put their time in, and you know, they've invested a lot into this business over the years. It's just been incredible, the luck that's come their way just over the past few years. And you mentioned Kitten's Joy and then their offspring. They can do no wrong. So they do have the racing gods in their in their basket.
In their pocket, yeah,
in
exactly.
Yeah.
They sure do. The second number two horse, Harry's Holiday. Harry's Holiday is currently at 50-1. He ran in the Bluegrass Stakes, got beat by 28 lengths. So he's got a first-time Derby jockey. You know, these are the things that good stories are made of, in my opinion, because you got Harry's Holiday at our favorite odds, 50-1. First-time Derby jockey. What do you think?
My opinion? Don't let the first-time Derby jockey shift your thoughts at all. Corey Lannery, one of the leading riders at Churchill Downs for the last couple of years, very talented up-and-coming rider. Won the George Wolfe Award this past year. And trainer Mike Maker, it's a great combination. Does not look good on paper compared to, you know, some of the others, but never let the first-time jockey thing like scare you away.
Spoken like a former jockey. Wow.
Well, that would make me mad if I was a jockey. Someone said, well, he's never rode the Derby before.
You're useless.
Those are fighting words, man. Like, I can't ride the Derby. I can ride other races, you know.
It's not like he's a first-time jockey, okay?
Exactly.
He's a first-time Derby jockey.
And you worry, you know, that you say, well, maybe he's going to have butterflies and stuff like that. Well, that never goes away. Let me tell you, if you don't have butterflies, you don't care, so.
Do you think even like a jockey like Gary Stevens or Calvin Burrell, who are both running in the Derby this year, have butterflies or get nervous?
Yeah, I mean, you do. The feeling would never go away. I could promise you that. I never rode the Derby. I've ridden the Oaks many times. But the feeling never goes away. And I'm really good friends with all these guys, ridden with them for years. Someone like Gary Stevens. It still brings a tear to your eye when you walk out there and all those people, the roar of the crowd and the music. And, you know, it never goes away.
Absolutely. Have you seen the movie 50-1 yet?
I haven't.
Oh my God! You got to see it because if a man like Calvin Burrell can make you a woman, well, all the women in this theater sob. I mean, you need to see it again. 50-1. All of us ladies started crying when Calvin Burrell was being interviewed, and it's the real footage post Derby. And that's what I'm saying is like for him to be that affected from a Derby win, it was just awesome. So yeah, you're right. I never thought of them getting nervous, but I guess you would. The third post is Uncle Cy. He's at 30-1, New York bred. I don't know much about him. The jockey is one of the top jockeys in New York, Ired Ortiz. I don't know what else to say about him.
Well, he was like going into the Wood Memorial. I can't remember if he was the favorite, but he was one of the strongest contenders that they were talking a lot about that comes out of the Wood Memorial. He's not standing out, but he's not. If he wins, you could make a case for him.
Really? Okay.
You could.
Okay.
That's my
There you go. Your, number four is Danza. Now, that's Danza like Tony Danza. And what's really awesome is the horse, Tony Danza, his sire is actually a horse named Street Boss. So they actually named him Danza after Street Boss, like Who's the Boss, you know, the show. So that gets points for me. That's awesome. That's my wheelhouse of television.
Your TV reference of the day.
Yes. It's my, like I said, my wheelhouse. So he likes the rail. He's got a jockey named Joe Bravo, which is pretty awesome. That's a good name.
Right? I definitely, if he was to win, I would be very, very happy for the connections, especially Joe Bravo, who's one of the top riders on the East Coast, New Jersey circuit. You hear a lot of jockeys being underrated. He's not necessarily underrated. He just never got the Derby horse or got to win something big like this. I would love to see him win this race.
Yeah, and it's a Todd Pletcher horse, and we like Todd Pletcher around these parts. So definitely number four, Danza, is one to look at. His odds are 10-1. Of course, number five, we've already talked about, California Chrome. There's just no way to argue about him. Number six, Samrat, is going off at 15-1. He's also a New York bred, the other one. And the only other horse from New York to ever win the Derby is Funny Side. In 2003, bless little heart, he's at the Kentucky Derby. I said hi to him last weekend. And, you know, he looks good, too. It can. Currently, odds are 15-1.
Oh, you know, Rick Violet, I've known him for many years. I was actually the jockey that won his first race.
No way.
Is that right?
Yeah. So he knows what he's doing, and he's won the Derby before, so it's not like he's going to go there just to waste his time. So he must think something very special of Samrat. And he is a New York bred as well, which, you know, it that next to his name kind of makes people, well, that New York breds are generally, they're improving, they're getting better. There's the other New York bred that's in this race that we talked about. Was it I take that back. Uncle Cy.
Uncle Cy, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Uncle Cy. But, you know, good on him, Rick Violet.
Samrat has something else going for him, too, and that is horses that start with the letter S have won the Derby 19 times, more than any other letter.
There you go.
Put your money
hey,
on.
Hey, I
man.
Bring
oh,
the
God.
Important
if we take all your stats,
information
Glenn,
here.
We take
I
all
bring
your...
the important stuff to this party.
Yeah, you do.
I believe
do.
If we take all
I'm
your stats.
Have another mint julep. I'll be right back.
In the seventh post position, also currently standing at 50-1, and Glenn, you're going to have to comment about We Miss Artie. Now, the good news is We Miss Artie is trained, owned by Ken and Sarah Ramsey, trained by Todd Pletcher. I mean, definitely got some royal blood. Has not had the career that a lot of them have. We Miss Artie finished 17 lengths behind Wildcat Red and General A-Rod in the Fountain of Youth Stakes, so got his butt kicked, but then went up to Turfway Park and won the Spiral Stakes. Now, Turfway Park does not have the competition, usually. I've been to Turfway Park, and...
Yeah, no, that's correct.
They're all great people, but it's definitely not the highest class track in the world. So We Miss Artie at 50-1. Now, Glenn, you have something special about this horse, right?
That is correct. Well, you know, we've been following for years on this show our Bug Callie, Francois, who is a jockey in training, and she works with the Todd Pletcher camp. And she was the one that exercised and got this horse started. So she is very excited that one of, quote-unquote, her horses is in the Kentucky Derby. So we kind of have a sentimental attachment to We Miss Artie.
Yeah, absolutely. General A-Rod at 15-1, and Joel Rosario is going to be the jockey. He's, you know, I mean, he's an awesome jockey. And let's see, he's very well rested. I don't know what else to say. I mean, he's kind of can be a contender.
I agree. You got Joel Rosario, who won the Derby last year with Orb, and trainer Mike Maker, who has a couple of other entries in the Derby that also knows what he's doing. And this is owned by Starlight Racing. This whole connections are very, very strong and could pull a big upset or win at any moment, at any time.
Yeah, he's one that if he finishes in the money, you're going to be like, wait, why did I overlook that horse? He's one of the ones you could overlook, I think. And again, because his jockey won the Derby last year with Orb, he's got a great trainer, so definitely keep an eye on him. Vince Aramos, which is another Todd Pletcher horse. Man, Todd's got some good luck this year getting some horses in the Derby. Now, don't get pissed off because it's Frankie, because they do say that Joe Rocco is getting the mountains the first time Derby jockey.
Damn it. Why does that matter? I'm just kidding. Great, talented little rider. His father was a jockey for many years. So glad to see his son, Joe Rocco Jr., get opportunities like he's getting. Very credible rider. I can't say the horse's name very well. Vinceramos?
Vinceramos.
Thank you.
The white girl says it. Yeah.
I made it to the ninth grade, guys. help me out here. But I believe this horse is named after a therapeutic riding program there in Florida, which, you know, you root for them.
Yeah.
So that's my two cents.
Absolutely, especially with you guys' history. You know, and I think that I would not want to meet in a dark alley anybody named Joe Rocco Jr. What an awesome name. Number 10, another one I like, Wildcat Red. Wildcat Red currently at 15-1. And I could see Wildcat Red not winning, but just being at least in the money.
Absolutely. He was just won the Florida Derby. The connections are strong, and why not?
Yeah, you know, this whole field is likable. Well, Glenn is going to take us to break. We're going to cover the rest of these when we get back. But we have a friend to talk to who might be a little intoxicated and has to probably pee, so can't sit there on the phone forever.
Right after this word from Kentucky Performance Products, we're coming back with our own Reese Koffler Stanfield, who is standing in the freezing cold at Churchill Downs getting ready for the Oaks. And as Frankie said, he rode that a few times, so we'll find out a little bit about the Oaks right after this.
You can count on Kentucky Performance Products to provide scientifically formulated, research-proven products that target specific challenges facing your horse. In the spring and summertime, one of those challenges is the heat. Horses sweat, and when they do, they lose critical electrolytes. Electrolytes that play a major role in optimal performance. Loss of electrolytes can cause fatigue, muscle weakness, and dehydration. Horses offered supplemental electrolytes have less stress-related problems. They rebound from exercises sooner and return to feed quicker after exercise. Summer Games electrolytes from Kentucky Performance Products were developed for the elite athletes competing at the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. Its research-proven formula replaces the electrolytes and trace minerals lost when horses sweat. Its concentrated low-sugar formula provides more electrolytes per dose than many leading brands. When your horse sweats, replenish his losses with Summer Games electrolytes. Brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products, helping you keep your horses healthy, sound, and competitive. Visit them at kppusa.com. That's kppusa.com.
Well, coming up now, we have a special guest coming to us from, I think, the parking lot at Churchill Downs. Are you there, Reed?
Good morning. Yes, we are here. We're not at Churchill Downs yet. We're at Papa John's Stadium doing a little tailgating before we head in.
Oh, okay. So now I hear it's chilly there in Kentucky this morning.
It's a little chilly, but it's sunny. So after this winter, if it's sunny at all, I feel like I'm 15 degrees warmer. So I do have a pretty pink dress on and a pretty pink jacket. So I can't feel my legs, but that's okay. but it's actually a gorgeous day. Very similar to the day, guys, we had at Rolex last weekend. Very kind of chilly, but it's supposed to warm up, and it's going to be awesome.
Well, you know, some Bloody Marys helped warm you up, too. There.
They did. So I am currently drinking a mimosa with actually some raspberries in it. That's my tip. I got it from Rolex, actually, last weekend, so I carry the tradition, and a little mimosa with some raspberries are pretty delicious.
Well, now, this race starts at 5:45 tonight. Are you guys going to be in any shape to even see any horses, or will
it
be like 40 or 50 of them on the track by the time you're watching it?
Yeah, it is a marathon. I'm going to say it's a really long day, but it's super fun, and we've been doing it. My husband's from Louisville, Chad's from Louisville, so we get together with the same group of friends. Oh, I'd like to say, you know, we've done this just a few times, but we're getting into the teens now. And so it's tradition. I always take today off, and the horses, I have no idea what's happening at home, so I'm assuming that's a good thing. And we come, and we get dressed up, and we spend some time just doing some fun stuff. So it's a lot of fun. So
Frankie,
we did our show early in the week.
You rode in the Oaks a couple times. Tell us about the Oaks. People don't realize that there's as much excitement in the stadium for today as there is tomorrow.
There really is. And hello, Reese, by the way.
Hi, Frankie. How are you?
Great to hear from you. Yeah, riding the Oaks is as much there's tradition, there's the people, there's the enthusiasm. And it's actually, it's like opening up for, I don't know, like a major rock band. Because it's the prelude to the Kentucky Derby. And it's the Philly, it's like the Philly version of the Kentucky Derby. And
it's the girls.
It's the girls.
Yes,
yeah.
It's all, and everybody's pinked out here for, actually, the First Lady of Kentucky, Dame Bashir, has Horses in Hope. It's her charity, and so everybody wears pink, and so it's really a ladies' day. It's very fun.
Well, Reese, now she's your, you know, I know that you have a kind of a relationship with her. Do you get to sit in the governor's box?
No, not yet. I'm going to try next year. I'm going to ask her, but typically, no. Unfortunately, that's not a perk of my job yet. But maybe next year I'll try to get in there. But I always send her a shot of my outfit, and she always sends me a picture of her outfit. So we have a good time with it.
You did the last year. You did send us a you forwarded a picture of over to me. Can you do that again so we can put it in the show notes?
Yes, yeah. I have my fascinator on, and we are. I have a very different experience than Frankie. I hope we see horses today, but I'm not sure if we'll get to see any.
Now wait a second. Did you say you have a fascinator on?
Oh yes. Oh, and
oh my God.
Pink. Oh yeah, I have a fascinator. Oh yeah, I'm all I am all decked out. I
want
a picture.
Everybody a picture.
Oh yeah.
So yeah,
I
send a picture.
It's fun. Oh yeah, we can put our hats on and everything. So again, when we're not, I'm definitely not riding today. So.
But, hey, Frankie, do the jockeys start at 6 a.m. with the mimosas?
No.
No.
No, in fact, we avoid all that stuff. I mean, we're trying to focus. That's what jockeys do. And then after the race is a different story.
They're working today.
Yes.
They're definitely working today.
Yeah. We're
it's the big game.
We're focused. Jockeys are thinking about everything that they can to, you know, reliving or I shouldn't say reliving, living the day and what to prepare themselves for. It, you know,
now,
people, you don't realize, but as anybody in the business, if you got horses in it, you're not having fun, really.
That's true. That's very true. Any major competition, it's not that fun for the people that are doing it.
Yeah. Once it's over, you can enjoy it, but leading up to it, anything could go wrong at any moment. So, you know, it's nerve wracking, and you're trying to really stay focused and prepared, and you know that angle.
Now, Reese, are you going to be actually in the stands, or are you in the infield dancing on the top of a car?
No, you know what? We have significantly moved up in the world. We actually have grown the party deck. So it's fun. Our tickets, we'll get quite, we sprung for some nice tickets this year. So, so where we are, it's not quite the clubhouse, but it's kind of up in that area, and there's a lunch there and drinks all day long. So we have moved up. We have gone from many years of the infield, and then we moved to grandstand, and then we've now, like, moved up again into, maybe that's age, I don't know, maturity. But it should be a really fun day. This will be the first time we've been in that area. And so we will be able to find a betting lane, and we'll be able to have a good time. So
Very good. Thank you, Reese, for joining us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Fun today, but it sounds like you already started that.
Did we do the picks already? Do I get to do
your picks? Can you do your picks?
Yes.
Is this for the Derby?
Well, for the Derby, I have Danza to win. And then for the Oaks, let's see, I've got my paper here. I have Untappable, looks pretty strong. And Travis has My Miss Sophia.
Okay.
There you go. Those are our picks.
Very good. I wrote them down. We'll see who does the best.
I love it. All right, guys. Have a great day. Bye, Frankie. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
You hear all the noise in the background. It's funny.
Reese is awesome. She's just the best.
Well, yeah, she's had a drink or two already. So she's well on her way. That was fun. It's always good to hear from Reese every year when she's hanging out there getting ready for the Oaks. Well, now we covered half the card here on for the Derby. Let's cover the other half. Number 11 bailed out on us.
Yep, sure did. Hopportunity, and I really think it's because Bob Baffert just watched his behavior in the movie 50-1 and thought, you know, I should pull out.
Yeah.
They kind of played him as a jerk in that movie, Frankie.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well. That's too
we
bad.
Hear rumors that the movie may have some truth to it.
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything.
Oh, Frankie, please. My friends in Kentucky, when I told them, I said, oh, Bob Baffert was like the biggest jerk in that movie. He was like, good, he's a jerk in real life.
Well, if Bob's listening.
Frankie's not commenting. We'll go on.
I'm retired now, so I should be able to say anything I want, right?
Yeah,
and
you still have
me.
A point.
I have no. I really have no opinion. He's a West Coast trainer and does well.
It's okay, Frankie. We're pretty sure Bob's not listening. Yeah, Bob's not listening. It's all good. Well, Hopportunity came with, I believe what they said was almost like a bruise in the soul from galloping or something. I don't know, because Chitu, who's Bob Baffert's other horse, is the one that lost the shoe and has had shoeing problems. So Hopportunity, which was a lot of horses' favorites, is out. Now, that was – Opportunity was going to be ridden by my favorite jockey, Mike Smith. So what does that mean for Mike Smith?
He's out. I mean, he's got nothing to ride for the Derby.
Well, that just means he can't come in second again.
Oh, that was not nice.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Remember,
we're still mad about Zenyatta, okay?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's right. My thing. So yeah, bad foot, and then the horse Pablo Del Monte, who was actually was going to fill in if any horse withdrew, is actually not going to be in the Derby either. He's not going to run. So I think we're only looking at 19 horses. I can't even imagine. I don't know why. I don't know why Pablo Del Monte is not going to be in it. Do you know?
I don't. I didn't hear. All I heard was they were going to do a press release or whatever. They were going to discuss it. I don't know what the deal
was. Yeah, I don't either. All right, so Opportunity's out. Nobody's still in his place in the 11 hole. We've got head to number 12, which is Dance with Fate, going at 20-1. Also the winner of the Bluegrass Stakes, and Corey Nascatani is the jockey.
Well, it comes out of a winner in the Bluegrass Stakes, and that's been done. It's a solid prep for the Kentucky Derby, timing wise. If this horse is peaking, now's a good time to peak. So there you go.
Yep. And then we move on to like we just mentioned, Chitu. Chitu, C-H-I-T-U, I don't know if I'm saying that wrong. And that's Martin Garcia is the jockey trained by our dear friend Bob Baffert. And he's really lightly raced. And so I think he's probably got a lot to prove.
Yeah, I believe that he was in here from what I heard for pace reasons, to ensure that there was a solid pace to set it up for their other opportunity that was scratched. So, you know, like you said, he might be in a bit deep here, but you know, anything can happen.
Exactly. Medal Count is in the 14th spot at 20-1 currently. Dale Roman's trained horses. He's pretty lucky. pretty lucky guy. He's run on dirt before. Jockey is Robbie Alvarado, who also hasn't won a Derby, and is this is his 14th Derby mount. At some point, are you so tired of being the bridesmaid, you're just going to kick some ass to get there to be the bride?
Well, you know, you go out there and you give it your all every time, and it gets a bit discouraging when you don't get it. And you get concerned as the years start rolling by if you're going to have another opportunity. So, you know, with these connections with both Robbie Alvarado, well-deserved, top Kentucky rider for many years, top international rider for that matter, I mean, and then with a trainer, Dale Roman's also trained Shackelford. I don't know if any of you remember Shackelford.
Sure, yeah.
That was a strong triple
blaze.
Yeah, won the Preakness Stakes, and so both these guys know what they're doing, and it would be a well-deserved honor if they were to accomplish it.
Absolutely, and Steve asked me some trains the next horse. Now, is that affecting Tapiture's fan base, being, you know, all the drama that's going on with Steve right now? And also, his jockey bailed. Joel Rosario has been riding Tapiture, and now he's defected.
I will slightly correct you. The jockey that's riding him has been riding him, did not ride him in the Arkansas Derby. Joel Rosario did ride him this one time, the Arkansas Derby, where his effort was less than spectacular. Probably why, if they had a choice to bail, to ride another horse, maybe did so. But that, you know, also maybe the connections with Asmussen and Winchell maybe decided, well, Rosario didn't get in running out of this horse. Maybe they wanted to put the prior jockey back on. So you can't read too much into that, I guess is what I'm saying.
I'm just talking about Steve Asmussen's issues with the,
the
PETA and all that. I mean, to me, that's at some point with 17 hours of Derby coverage, that's got to be mentioned.
Absolutely, and it will be addressed. But he's got Untappable in today with the Oaks. She's been amazing. In fact, people wondered if she was entered into the Derby, if she would probably be a co-favorite with California Chrome. It is unfortunate with all the drama. There's bad information out there. Steve Asmussen is probably one of the most incredible horsemen that I've ever worked with, and I wish him well, and I hope that he gets a chance to show his horsemanship.
All right. Well, number 16, Intense Holiday. Fun fact, was one of the most expensive horses in the starter in the field, bought as a yearling for $380,000. Another one of Todd Pletcher's horses. He's got four going in the whole entire thing. And jockey Johnny Velasquez is riding. And so if he's just sitting on the horse, he thinks something of it.
Well, Johnny Velasquez was Todd Pletcher's for many years, his right-hand man, his main jockey. Johnny had gotten hurt at the Breeders' Cup and lost a lot of momentum on horses that he's, including horses with Todd Pletcher. He picks up Intense Holiday, a solid Derby horse, solid Derby contender. His race looked a little flat in the Louisiana Derby. But the connections are very strong. The pedigree's there. Everything is there that could, to me, 8-1. This horse might even be bet down to closer to 5-1 or so, in my opinion.
Wow. So definitely another contender. Intense Holiday in the 16 post. Commanding Curve, currently sitting at 50-1 is what the bookmakers made him. Again, Commanding Curve really has the least amount of money won in the field. And, again, you say that, and he's won $142,000. But for Derby coverage, you know, California Chrome's already won over $1 million. So he's got a jockey named Sean Bridgemahan, has been in five Derbies. And anything about Commanding Curve stand out to you, Frankie?
Nothing really stands out, but again, great connection. Sean Bridgemahan, quite capable, one of the top riders in the Midwest, the Kentucky circuits for the last half dozen years, but was a New York rider, an Eclipse Award winning apprentice, such as I was. And then the trainer, Dallas Stewart, a mainstay there in Kentucky, one of the top trainers for many years, both very credible.
All right, 18 is Candy Boy. Candy Boy ran in California against California Chrome and hasn't, in the last race in Santa Anita Derby, was a distant third. I mean, everybody was distant to California Chrome in the Santa Anita Derby, so that's not even fair. But Gary Stevens is on Candy Boy, and that, to me, gives him a little bit more credibility. Gary Stevens, I'm sure, coming back, really wants the taste of another Derby.
Of course he does. Of course. I mean, it would be awesome to see Gary pull this one off. He did run against California Chrome, and in a particular race, was it the San Felipe? Was that what we decided it was, the prep before the San Diego Derby?
Yeah.
I believe it was that race where Gary rode Candy Boy out of maybe his comfort, where he had sent Candy Boy after California Chrome well early in the race. So he made a run from down the backside into the second final turn that was like as if the finish line was there, and may have took the race right out of this horse. I believe that Gary's going to ride this horse not to beat California Chrome, but ride the horse to his comfort, which will be settling back and then making a late run. So you can make a case for this horse.
Absolutely, and when you've got the name Gary Stevens on top of it, we love him and love to pull for him, that's for sure. And, yes. And you know, he is coming off of a fantastic victory in the Breeders' Cup Classic, so this would be the next one for him to win, that's for sure. Number 19, Ride on Curlin. Ride on Curlin at 15-1 in the 19 post, and he's well-rested, jockey Calvin Burrell. Ride on Curlin looks pretty, to me, pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, connections are great. Ride on Curlin, the pedigree, it says that it's possible. Calvin Burrell.
And as we've learned in the past, we cannot count Calvin Burrell out of any race.
if he's 50-1.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
That's like his favorite, right?
Yeah.
As we talked about the movie.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then finally in the 20 post, which we have seen winners recently for all the way from 20. Obviously, Big Brown was in 20. Wicked Strong. And this is a great story, too. You know, a horse that was named after the people in the Boston Marathon, Wicked Strong, Boston Connections, the whole entire state is going to be cheering for him of Massachusetts.
Absolutely. Yeah, they wanted to name him Boston Strong, apparently, and the name was rejected by the Jockey Club for whatever reasons. But this horse comes out of a very big race, winning the final, the major prep there in New York, the Wood. And the connections are very strong. Jimmy Jerkins is son of trainer Alan Jerkins. Jimmy has a lot of success of his own. I would love to see him win a Derby. He well deserved, that's for sure.
Now,
and I have an update on Pablo, the horse that was in the reserve spot. And it looks like they announced this morning that Pablo, the owner, they met with the owner's group on Friday morning, and they decided to choose the prudent option and will go for the second leg of the Triple Crown, the Preakness. And the reason they're giving is they really didn't want him to start in the 20 spot. So what will happen now is he'll be passed and he'll take the next leg, and the horses will not move over. So that number 11 spot 11. Will remain empty. Yep.
Yes. Yeah, it changes everything when they move them all over. Right.
Hey, let's do this. Really... Let's take a quick break for our song today, and then we'll come back with our picks. So that'll
okay,
give everybody,
good.
Now that I've heard Frankie's opinion, I might change my mind.
Ooh,
so,
really?
Yeah, I gotta think about it now. I need a couple of minutes to think about it. We want everybody also to go onto Facebook. Jennifer started a post on there where you can also make your picks, and we're going to see who comes the closest on Monday morning to win our love and adoration, because that's all we can afford. So. We're going to be right back right after an appropriate song, Templeton Thompson, Run for the Roses. We'll be right back. Well, nothing more appropriate than Templeton Thompson singing the Dan Fogelberg song, Run for the Roses. You're listening to Horses in the Morning. I am Glenn the Geek here with Jamie Jennings. Coach Jen is in the producer chair, and we have our special guest and commentator today, Frankie Lovato of Equisizer fame with us this morning. And it is time now for our official picks. And Frankie, you are our guest, so we want to hear the top three.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah, Jennifer, write these down so we make sure he doesn't cheat on Monday, okay?
Okay, well, all my selections are biased. I just want to let you know.
Okay.
They may not make sense, or maybe they do, actually. They're actually, I was looking at who I want to win, and it's very tough because there's so many people that I know that are involved with this race, and I want them all to do well. So it's kind of
nothing
tough.
Is scientific on this show. This is not HRRN. This is HRN.
That's right.
Okay, so my selections are my top three. I'm going to pick Tapicheer to win. He's going to be kind of an upset. I think he's going to put in a big performance. The connections of Asmussen and the owner, Winchell, who also have Untappable in today for the Oaks, that she looks to be very, very tough to win. Looks great to win. And I think it would be really, really cool if they put a back-to-back win on the Oaks and the Derby. So I think it's going to be one of those things where people are going to be like, wow. Anyway.
Good weekend.
Yeah, yeah. And then California Chrome, I love the horse, love the story. I got him picked for second and Wicked Strong for third.
All right, very good. And Jennifer, let's go to Jennifer next. What do you have for your lineup?
I'm still writing. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, here's my picks. To win, I am going to go with Sam Rat, just because he has the coolest name ever, and I can think of just jillions of really cool names for his babies.
good.
Track
good.
Rat.
Track Rat.
Yeah, they can put it on. It's too much old. In second, I'm going to put on Ride On Curlin, because he certainly got the pedigree to win some awesome races. And most important, the red racing blinkers that the horse wears with a giant R on his forehead, he's going to be really easy to find in the crowd. And bringing up in the place area, oh, that was Vickers in Trouble that wears the red. So in third place is going to be Vickers Trouble, because he wears a big red hood, and I can find him. And Ride On Curlin, they bought him for $25,000, which was less than half of his stud fee. That's a come-from-behind story if ever I heard one. So Ride On Curlin, and I loved Curlin.
Yeah,
very good. Jamie,
Glenn,
who's up?
Oh, you on me now. Okay, well, yeah. You know, I'm really excited that my picks kind of I've got two of three of Frankie's picks, so I'm pretty excited about that. Number one, obviously, I can't bet against California Chrome. I really want a Triple Crown winner this year. My God, I can taste it, and I want California Chrome to be that horse. I've got coming up second, Ride On Curlin. I think is coming from the 19th spot. It's going to be hard, but I think Calvin Burrell can get him over to the rail pretty quick. And so, again, Ride On Curlin in second. I like Wicked Strong for third. Wicked Strong, just a great story. A winner of the Wood Memorial, going to be up there. And if I was a betting woman, which I am.
Which we know you are.
Because of our talk with Frankie here, I'm going to have to play the superfecta, which is betting the first four, and I'm going to have to go with Intense Holiday. I don't think I was sold on Intense Holiday until talking to Frankie here, but Intense Holiday is going to be up there as well.
Well, this is mine, and it's interesting because we all came up with the same horses, which means none of us are going to win anything. So that's what that means. Now, I have it for different reasons, and I wrote these down before, and I have stuck with it even through Frankie's narrative because he just reaffirmed what I thought. Okay. So I have in the number one spot Vickers in Trouble, because how can I bet against my very dear girlfriend, Rosie? I mean, we've been together for so long. And, you know, I she would be really mad if I was betting against her. So I'm going with Vickers in Trouble for that. And then number two, California Chrome. And number three, I also had Intense Holiday. And the reason I picked that was nothing to do with anything except the name, because haven't all of us gone through an Intense Holiday or two with our relatives? So that's why I went that way.
This is why people come to our radio show. It is for this coverage that they can't find anywhere else. I mean, my God.
That's correct. And our listeners are chiming in. Let's see if we have anybody that's chiming in with anything different here. Let me see if there's any oddball names on the list here that we haven't picked. California Chrome, Metal Count is in there. Dawn has picked Metal Count. Intense Holiday again. You might be really convinced people on this intense holiday. And then Wildcat Red, Robert has to win. So, and a Tapiture in there as well. We have a couple more. Uta came in with Wicked Strong to win. Boy, they say, oh, same names, though. Everybody's got the same names.
Nobody else picked Sam Rat.
No, but you were the only one with Sam Rat. So, yes, I give you
that
one. Show
the little rat some love.
Well, this has been fun. We're plain running out of time. I don't have time I have a couple of quick facts here because people count on us for the serious stuff, okay? And we won't do a quiz,
right.
But I'll just throw some of these out to you. Do you realize rain has fallen at some point on 46% of all Derby days? So
not tomorrow.
Not this year. 71 degrees and beautiful tomorrow. And the entry fee is $25,000. It is an additional $25,000 if the horse enters the starting gate. So I guess you lose the first $25,000 if you pull out. Is that the deal, Frankie?
Yeah, that's standard. Like the entry fee might be $25,000, and then to start another $25,000. I don't know how it's written, but yeah, to start actually means if the gate's open. So if you decide to scratch, your $25,000 is gone.
And how about the first woman to ride in the Kentucky Derby? Who was that, Frankie?
Oh my God! I know this.
You know this one.
I know this one. I know this one.
1970.
Oh my gosh! I'm caught between a couple of girls. Does Jamie know it?
Your wife's going to be happy to hear that.
Oh darn!
I'm going to pull that soundbite out. We're going to use that forever. I'm caught between a couple of girls.
I'm caught between a couple. Is it Julie Crone? Was she the
no,
first one?
No,
Diane Crump.
There you go.
Diane Crump. Oh, God. We're both terrible, Frankie.
Diane Crump.
How many came out of Calumet Farm, Kentucky Derby winners?
Eight.
That is correct, Frank. Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
That's my racing terminology series.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right.
One for you. How many wit juleps will be served today or tomorrow at the Derby?
Good question to me.
Hey, either one of you.
Jamie, I'll let you take that one.
Let's go 1.2 million. No.
Close.
800,000.
No, if you'd have dropped a zero, it's 120,000 mint juleps. That's 1,000 pounds of mint, 60,000 pounds of ice, and one to make the 120,000 drinks. And apparently they do not release how many bottles of bourbon because I think people could figure out they were being screwed. So that's the reason they release that. And you guys, what color horse won the most?
Chestnut.
Bay.
Frankie's right. 58 Bay, 39 Chestnut, 17 Brown, and 1 Roan. Okay, here we go. This one Frankie should know, should come out quickly. Which of these jockeys has the most Kentucky Derby mounts in history?
The most mounts, not wins.
Not the most wins, the most mounts.
I'll say it's either O'Caro or Shoemaker.
Any guesses there, Jamie?
Oh, gosh, I was going to say Willie Shoemaker.
You're right. It is Willie Shoemaker, 26 mounts and 4 wins. Arcaro, Frankie, was second with 21 mounts and 5 wins. And then a guy named Lafitte Pinkay, 19 mounts was third. Pat Day was fourth with 16 mounts. And you couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah.
And then what is the official meal, traditional meal of the Kentucky Derby?
Oh, boy.
It's not vegetarian, so
no,
I don't know.
Chicken wings.
No, it's not. Jennifer says hot brown, but that's not true.
No?
No, it's not a hot brown. Good guess, though. Frankie, anything?
Chicken wings at my house. It's close by.
I never
got to eat the racetrack, so.
Oh, that's true.
There's never food in my day.
I was going to say, who eats this? Not the jockeys.
No.
Burgoo, which is a thick, meaty stew, is the traditional meal of Kentucky Derby. It's great, by the way. Love burgoo. It's really good. Frankie, thank you so much. We have to get on to really bad ads now, but we would not. Can you come back Friday morning, first thing in the show, and join us for the revealing of who did the best?
Sure.
You mean Monday morning?
Monday morning. Yeah, sorry, Monday morning.
Monday and Friday, I'll be there.
Yeah, nothing to do. Right. He's retired.
Yeah, I'm retired, Frank, building Equisite.
He's not retired, though, and tell us about where people can find your creations.
Oh, well, the manufacturer and creator of the Equisizer, thank you for letting me have the opportunity, but the Equisizer is Equisizer.com, EQUICIZER.com, which is hard to spell, and I apologize for creating that name. I did 25 years ago. But it's also the domain name ExerciseHorse.com, mm-hmm. which is pretty easy to spell.
Nice.
But that's what I do.
Frankie, I would give $10 to see a picture of you watching the Derby on an Equisizer. if you could do that for me, that would be – do you have one set up in your living room in front of the TV? Because I know I would if I had an Equisizer.
We Mocha, our Equisizer Mocha, used to be in the living room. At this moment, he's not because of our granddaughter. All her stuff is still, like, all over the house, and we ran out of room. But I don't have Mocha in the living room now, and the HD TV is set up where I will be watching the Derby. Maybe I could do some photo
shop.
Photoshop.
Dang it. Come on. I want to imagine Frankie on his Equisizer just galloping down the stretch. I'm down the stretch. They come. He's like, pumping for it. Going to a stick. God, that'd be awesome.
We need more than a picture. We need a video.
Yeah.
I know, right?
That's when Melka, my Equisizer, turns around, looks at me and says, really? You're doing it again?
Oh, my God.
Thank you,
awesome.
Frankie.
Well, thank you, Frankie.
All right, guys. Have a happy Derby. Yeah. Great, happy, safe Derby, everyone. Thank you very much.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, bye-bye.
He's so good to do this with us every year because, I mean, we really don't have a serious show. I mean, it's like he knows so much. He could be anywhere, and he joins us.
Like I said, he legitimizes our Derby coverage. He makes it actually sound like we know what we're talking about, which is fantastic.
That is true. You did a good job, though, covering the horses. You did a very good job.
Well, you know, I'm just lucky to have the job that I have, and I get to talk to somebody about it. My God, nobody else cares.
pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, it's time for our version of Really Bad Ads, where our listeners submit really bad Craigslist ads, usually to us, and we make fun of them. And that is what we do every Friday's most popular segment on any of the shows that we have here on the Horse Radio Network. We missed it last week, but we're back now, and we have some terrific prizes, which Coach Jen is going to tell us about.
We have prizes from horsegroomingsolutions.com and Uncle Jimmy's Brands products. From horsegroomingsolutions.com, you get a tote jam-packed full of grooming products valued at over $100. When you need gentle, effective, economical products for your daily or show grooming needs, look no further than the Horse Grooming Solutions brand that you have come to know and love. Healthy Hair Care, voted number one horse health brand by consumers, Silverado Show Grooming, and Old Timers Equine. You can find them all at your local tack and feed suppliers, or you can go online to horsegroomingsolutions.com. And on the other side of the prize table, a big box of goodies from Uncle Jimmy's brand products. Uncle Jimmy's Hangin' Ball and Licky Things help to combat stall boredom by providing your horse entertainment in the stall while at the same time providing them much-needed minerals and nutrients that either are not found in other horse treats or they're left on the bottom of the box. Uncle Jimmy's has training treats coverage, too, with Uncle Jimmy's Squeezy Buns. Every deliciously soft, squishy treat is individually wrapped for freshness, and your pockets won't get gummed up either. Ask for Uncle Jimmy's Hangin' Balls, Licky Things, or Squeezy Buns at your local tack store, or you can go online to uncle-jimmys.com.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, I found one to get us started here today. I found this morning, and I added it to the list, Jamie, so I'm going to get started with this one. This is kind of a silly one, has nothing to do with horses, but it was funny because, you know, we all have, you have Frank, and you have a litter box for Frank, and you have to clean the litter box, and we have Beast, and most of us have cats. So this ad, it says, litter box cleaning for pancakes. I have a terrible problem. My litter box is dirty and smells horrible, and I don't want to clean it. I am amazing at making pancakes, however. I will trade my pancake skills for a clean litter box. Serious inquiries only.
You know what?
Is that a guy or a girl? Is that a guy or a girl?
I would trade pancake making for a litter box cleaning.
I think that's a guy that wrote that. I kind of think he's looking for a date myself. All right. The first one up here is submitted by Diana, who sent this in. This is a horse in Floral City. I think it's Florida. Horse has trust issues, doesn't know how to be a horse. Email me for more information and pictures.
Wow. Sold that one.
Makes me want to find out more, doesn't it? Nothing else.
Horse.
That was it. Horse has
that's
trust
awful.
Issues, doesn't know how to be a horse. Well, that's really what you're supposed to do. That's your job there.
Janelle sent in the next one, APHA Registered 2004. This is the title, all capitals. APHA Reg 2004 Riding 15-2, daughter of High Tone Matt, price negotiable $1,500 in Marshville. What's going to be in the ad? That title is longer than the last one. really nicely bred APHA registered Bay and White 2004 Tobiano mare at a steal. Why is she a steal? She is a riding own daughter of High Tone Matt. He's the horse in the video. Wow, right? Now look at the asking price. Double wow. Now, to the details about her. She is registered as Cloud Dancer Dreamer. And you write it like that, one word. So she's already got a tick mark. Her name is Cloud Dancer Dreamer. Why did an 8-year-old girl name this horse? That's what I would have named a horse when I was 8. Cloud Dancer Dreamer. 2004 15-2 APHA registered Bay and White Tobiano mare. Note, she is Bay and White, so if you like black and white paints and you think you want to breed her, that black is in there. Whatever that means. Rides well, has the potential to go anywhere. Been off for a few years, so at this time not a beginner's horse. Bred for barrels or working, check out her sire. Bred for barrels is an understatement. Recently did the Lumber River New Year's trail ride, which means she crosses water, goes up and down ditches, and the like. It also means she loads on a trailer since we didn't carry her there on our backs. She also pastures well. Let's see.
You know,
that's a good one.
Just because you got her there doesn't mean she loads well on a trailer.
Yeah.
We all have been there, you know? And I love the fact that the video in the ad is of her dad and not her.
Are you serious?
That's what it says. It says she is a riding own daughter of High Tone Matt. He is the horse in the video. Not her. By the way, I looked up High Tone Matt because you really got me curious. There's a lot of stuff on High Tone Matt. So High Tone Matt must be somewhat important in the paint world.
Cloud Dancer Dreamer. I mean, obviously, what a steal at $1,500.
Beth Ann, thank you, Janelle. That was great. Beth Ann sent the following one in, all caps, bred to run QH Palomino mare, $3,500 in Georgia. Beautiful 15.2 hand registered Palomino mare, barrel or cutting prospect, long fast stride but can stuff in a diamond spin, smooth lead swap, has been ridden lightly in the arena and on trail, but needs an experienced rider. No beginners, please. Only reason for selling, horse was purchased as a pasture prospect for a green rider. She is sound and very easy to handle on the ground. No vices, videos, and more pics on request for serious inquiries only. So when they say, there's a rule here, when they say easy to handle on the ground, means you just do not want to ride this horse because she does.
Yeah.
She will buck your ass off every single time.
Well, especially when they say it's a barrel prospect, that just means it runs away.
Yes.
Can't walk.
And just happens to forget to run around the barrels, you know.
Yeah.
Keeps going.
But it can go to the barrels really fast. The next one is just a very beautiful you know how they have, like, the tricolor border collies and the tricolor Australian shepherds? This is a tricolor trailer being white, black, and rust. And it looks like it's the same coloration as the dog. Two-horse, straight load horse trailer, clean title, lights work, hook up to a 2-inch ball, trailer toes very good, and the floor is in good condition. For sale, $1,350. I don't think I would pay $100 for this thing. You couldn't pay me to take it. The tires look good, though.
Didn't it make you smile when you looked at it first, though? I looked at it and I went, whoa.
Don't you think it looks like they've Instagrammed the photo and it's like the colors, like the rust color is really popping, you know?
Yeah, it is. It does.
Yeah.
It's like that little Photoshop maybe and they brought out the colors.
Why? Why would you do that? I don't know.
Well, Jennifer's going to post this on Facebook because it is another classic horse trailer. I don't know where people keep finding these things. Tammy sent the following in. Now, the last one I had was all caps. This is no caps. White face male, 10-month-old, $300. Now, I want you guys all to listen carefully. Okay, when we go through this ad, I want you to listen, and I want you to tell me what it is that they're selling at the end of the ad. Okay, Jamie? That's the goal.
Exactly what I thought. Yeah,
okay. White face male, 10-month-old, $300 in Greenway. White face male, he is about 10 months old. We must find him good home ASAP. He is friendly and handheld. He will play with my dog if he has a chance. FYI, I do not let him play with the dog. He is very sweet and excited to find new home and a buddy to play with. Text anytime. Thank you.
What the hell are they selling? Is it a horse? Is it a bird?
Is it a gerbil?
A dog? A gerbil?
No idea. It could be a bunny rabbit. And I love how she says he is friendly or he will play with my dog if he has the chance. FYI, I do not let him play with the dog. So this is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's like a tiger or something that would eat the dog.
I don't know. You know what? I got to interject here. This reminded me of a story that happened yesterday, and it's kind of a sad story. A little bird fell out of the nest yesterday because we've had gale force winds here in Arizona, and a little dove fell out of the nest. And so, you know, I was like watching it. I kept it by the tree. And so hopefully the parents, you know, we couldn't get it back in the nest because the nest was like 30 feet up. And so I'm watching the little baby all day long there's like two parents that are kind of around and, you know, just keeping an eye on it. And Zenyatta saw it.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, Zinny, no. Sit.
That's her dog.
Yes, that's my dog. So Zinny, she sees the bird and, oh, my God, she wants it. But being the good dog that she is, she sat down and she just looked at it. She did not touch it. She wanted it really bad, but she didn't touch it. Again, baby bird fell out of nest. What happens? My other dog, Joy, as I'm making Zenyatta sit and stay, runs up and gobbles it down. Oh, my God. It was the worst thing I've ever seen. Joy is the dog that was starved, and so I can't – she'll eat a dead gopher out of a trap. She's disgusting. But to sit there and eat a little baby bird I've been watching all day, I just cried. It was awful. So poor Zenyatta was like, what the hell, Mom? Maybe you can stay, and that bitch gets it. Not fair. Oh, sorry. Side note story there. I've been dying to tell you that one. All right. Reba's then in the next one. Teeny tiny horse, ? Like they don't know if it's a teeny tiny or a horse or what. I don't know. Teeny tiny horse, ? $250 in Dunellen, which I believe
that's
is Florida.
Florida. Yeah.
Yeah. So proud of your state. Peppermint, ... About 10 months old and mini stallion, ... He leads, ... No kick, no bite, ... Still shy, ... Flashy. This is my favorite line, ... Runs like the wind.
She took off the part, runs like the wind when you try and catch him. She forgot that part.
She forgot that part. It's a teeny tiny 10-month-old, teeny
tiny little horse, but my God, you can't catch the little thing. Save your life.
I think we lead a little mini stallion, Jennifer. That's only like 10 miles down the road. And his name's Peppermint.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah. We need one. Oh, my God. If I had a teeny tiny little stallion, little teeny tiny mini, I would totally name it Peppermint. It's like, that's like popcorn with Frankie's horse. You know, it's just a great pony.
We forgot to ask him about popcorn. Anyway, Robin Kane. We'll ask him Monday. Robin Kane was up next.
Runs like the wind.
I want a mini that runs like the wind. That sounds like fun. Robin Kane sent this one in.
Oh,
rent
no.
some meat goats or buy them, $100, in Willits. Do you have tall grass? Need fire danger removed? I'll sell or rent you meat goats? ? Like she's not sure. In Texas, it's a big business. Seen it on Shark Tank. Rent a goat. They did have that on Shark Tank. I saw that episode. They had this guy who was making, he had this whole goat herd, and he rented it out to airports to go out and eat the grass down in places they couldn't get the mowers, like on the sides of banks and stuff. He had a whole business doing this with like 150 goats. Need
wow.
some grass ate down, your property cleared, poison oak, blackberries removed, suckers on your trees removed and trimmed, or want your land back? Call us. Some goats. I wonder if it's $100 a goat. That's expensive if you're just going to rent them. Is that a day? A week?
Well, I mean, it's a whole bunch of goats. I mean, it's a deal. That is a deal.
Who knew that was a business, huh?
I know, right? Gemma sent in the next one, AQHA Halter Mare, $2,500 in Atmore. 2,000, oh, wait, this is, Gemma. This is not a lick of punctuation, all lowercase.
Gemma hates you.
Misspelled. She does. Okay, I'm going to see if I can do this. 2008 reg mare, 15 hand, super handle, nose her lead, side passes, lateral work, spin trail ride. She is bred to be halter horse, but has a handle like a re-nine horse. She is double phenomenal bred. She out of I Am Phenomenal and Miss Phenomenal Star. She would make nice brood mare. Also, she is HYPPNN. Price is Fern. No trade cash. Only her bloodlines make her worth money. Don't call if you can't afford her. And waft both our times. Thanks.
Whoa. I have no idea what you just read.
Phenomenal. Just phenomenal.
The only thing I got
out
of that, which struck me, is that she spins on trail rides, which I don't think is a good thing. That's the only thing I got.
Spin trail rides. I didn't even get that. I don't even know what I read. Just like word for word.
She's double phenomenal bred. So that's twice as good. As far as I can tell. Ellen sent in the following last one of the day. Ellen, thank you for sending this one in. Seeking Buick Park Avenue. Have registered horse to trade. $7,000. Who the hell is at Buick Park Avenue nowadays? This is in New Hampshire. Seeking a 10 to 12-year-old Buick Park Avenue in excellent condition and low miles. Have exceptional 8-year-old registered horse fully trained and proven child and senior safe for trade. Have full title registration. Expect the same for your auto. Email with pictures and I will do the same. Boy, this is very specific. What are the chances are that you're going to find somebody with that exact car?
Boy, I really want a horse. I really wish I could trade my... 12, get this, they want a 10 to 12-year-old vehicle with low miles.
Yes.
You know, you're going to find that anyway.
Yes, and especially, do you know what Buick Park Avenue is?
It's a boat, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of a big car. You know, they're kind of ordinary. I don't know why they want a Buick Park Avenue. I really don't. Usually see them in the cities with jacked-up tires on them now.
I was going to say, it's a hoopty. They want
yep.
a hoopty.
That's exactly what it is. That's funny. That's a first.
Yeah.
Well, we have to pick a winner. We have two great prizes, so you and Jennifer have to take a look at the list there. And we have Horse Grooming Solutions, $100 worth of grooming products. And I can tell you that all three of us love these products. I washed my pony with the horse wash again on Monday when we got back, and he was so good about it. And I just love that horse wash. So who's going to win the Horse Grooming Solutions? What do you think?
I am sorry. I haven't laughed at
before.
The
the horse, the mini stallion that runs like the wind. My God, that was so funny, Rebus. And then I, awesome. When I was going through the ads, I laughed out loud at that one when I was reading them ahead.
Okay. All right, then Reba wins the horse grooming solutions.
Runs like the wind. That mini.
I want that mini. I want to go buy it. I do.
It's still funny.
Uncle Jimmy's brand products. Who's going to win? A hanging ball or a licky thing or a squeezy bun? Who's going to win
think,
all
Jen,
of this?
The white-faced male where we had no idea what the hell they were selling?
We didn't even know what it was.
That's
Ellen,
a really bad ad.
Buick Park Avenue. Yeah, Buick Park Avenue.
You know, I'm Blind. Almost gone. I'm taking a look at the list here, and I'm almost gone with Tammy and Uncle Jimmy's because of the white-faced male. We have no. It's a really, really bad ad. We have no idea what they're selling.
It's a bad ad.
I mean, it could be a crocodile. I mean, we don't know.
And I got to tell my story about the dog eating the bird. So
yes. Oh, there you go. All right, Tammy wins, Uncle Jimmy. There you go. Thank you so much, everybody, for sending in the ads. We really appreciate it. If you want to send them in for next week, give them off to Jennifer@horseradionetwork.com. Copy the entire ad, paste it in email, and put really bad ads in the subject line. And you, too, could have an opportunity to hear your ad read. That's the biggest reward. And then also win a terrific prize here on Really Bad Ads. You know, I still think we have the best Really Bad Ads around. There's a couple that have tried to copy us now, but we are the original.
We are. Make sure you go. I see a picture of Reese Koffler Stanfield's Fascinator. She posted it on Facebook, on her Facebook page, so we'll have to steal that and post it on Horses
in
the Morning.
Let me look.
It's too classy. Like, she didn't go crazy with the Fascinator. I wanted some sort of, like, giant. Did you go to horsenation.com and see the really bad Derby hats that they had?
You know what? I posted one this morning. They have a whole line of Derby hats made out of Domino's pizza boxes.
No way.
Yes. Reese looks like classy even. What's wrong with her?
She does. She looks nice. Now, if you go to the horsenation.com post, you know what? I'll post that. I'll link it on our Facebook page. Like, one of the Fascinators that they have, the first one, is an ashtray with a cigarette sticking out of it. And it's, like, huge. Huge. It's awesome. It's awesome. They have ice cream cones as hats, a plate of donuts as a hat. I mean, a cheese plate. Remember the iPad that we had? We talked about years ago. It was a really bad hat. It's an iPad. But there's actually one that I really, really like, and it's the Parrot Fascinator. So I'm going to post that on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page right now so you can get a little bit of flair for the Derby. Remember, I will not be watching. Glenn, do not text me any Derby news whatsoever. I stupidly decided to
go. Who am I
going to
talk to? Yeah, who am I going to talk to if you're not there to talk to?
Radio.
I don't.
Silence.
Radio
silence.
Talk to your wife.
I'm really not good
talk
at silence.
To your wife.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm looking at this picture with the Reese. Where was she? Under a bridge. I mean, where are they tailgating? There's a train tracks, and it looks like a bridge.
Yeah, it looks a little shady. It looks
they're out in the middle of a parking lot at the train tracks tailgating. I don't think they're going at all. I'll post her picture on our page, too. Well, that was a fun show. You did a terrific job, Jamie, and thank you so much to Frankie for joining us and to Kentucky Performance Products for being our title sponsor on Fridays. I'm sure there's some horses that are racing in these races today and tomorrow. Remember, this whole card of races, a lot of fun, 20 races between today and tomorrow over at Churchill Downs. And I'm sure there's some Kentucky Performance Products horses over there as well. And that's it. You have a terrific time camping with the children. That ought to be a blast.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy, crazy, but it'll be fun, and thank you. There was something I was going to tell you, Glenn. I can't remember what it is, but, oh, well, we'll have Monday. Oh, Chad leaves today, by the way, right after the show. He leaves for almost a month.
Whoa.
He's going to Alaska. I'm so bummed and freaked out that I have to have a baby in this farm all by myself. So if anybody wants to come help me clean stalls or hang out or just somebody, please be my friend. I'm going to be so lonely with a child. Please.
I'll be right over because I posted the picture this morning of me bonding with the child, and it seems like we're getting along now. So I could come over and help out. I'll babysit
Absolutely.
While you ride. Yeah.
That'd be great. That'd be great. Yeah, so he's gone for at least the next 3 weeks, and could be longer. Going to be up in Fairbanks, Alaska, so not even close enough for me to go visit. Just so you know, it's going to be baby Luke heavy the next 3 or so weeks, so you know.
I actually was, you know, we saw a lot of listeners over the last weekend, and they all said they liked hearing baby Luke on the show. So for all of you people who like hearing baby Luke, this is your month coming up.
Well, kid, you can come over and hold him during the show. That'd be great.
For you that don't like hearing baby Luke on the show, well, I'm sorry. That's the way it is. Because we like having Jamie here. So, see you, everybody. Have a terrific holiday. It is a holiday. Have a terrific holiday weekend.
It's Derby holiday. Stay neutered down. Go California Chrome. Come on, baby. It's not even going to be.
Go Rosie. Damn rat.
Go Rosie.
Go damn rat. Come on, damn rat. Yeah. Lousy rat.
It's going to be no contest. No contest. It's going to be embarrassing.